Welcome to Countdown to Kickoff here on WAER.
Across the 10 to the 5, still on his feet, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Syracuse.
Battle straightaway free, sinks it. Tyus Battle is 5 for 5. The freshman is on fire.
Pass in front to Evans. Oh, what a shot and a goal. Behind the back by Jordan Evans.
Welcome back to the double overtime here on WAER.
The greatest stories from America's greatest college sports station. It's time for the best of WAER Sports Podcast.
For basketball fans, it's a story as old as time. The players put the ball in the basket, the team scores points, and the team gets wins. But for Jim Boeheim and the Syracuse University men's basketball team, they have struggled putting points on the board the last few seasons. WAER's Jack Patel explains there are quite a few reasons why SU has struggled.
Well, it's no secret that Syracuse basketball has a scoring issue. It's a hard topic to miss considering head coach Jim Boeheim has talked about it all season.
We haven't shot the ball well all year. We have to get to the basket. We have to get to the foul line. That's how we have to play. And, you know, we did that. That was the difference, you know, in the game, really, getting to the basket.
It's hard to win when you're shooting 30% from the field and 15% from the three-point line. It's hard to win those games. It's not our defense. It has nothing. Our defense would have won any game. We have to be able to score points. You cannot shut people out. People are going to score.
Our offense was pretty good the first half for the most part. Second half, we really had some opportunities and couldn't get the ball in the basket. And, you know, we've got to find a way to score some more points if we're going to be effective. Obviously, Virginia is a tremendous defensive team.
The Orange has struggled to open ACC play with just one win and three losses to show. Even worse, SU is averaging just over 61 points in those contests. But why has Syracuse struggled so much to score, especially against this tougher competition? The first issue for the Cuse is turnovers. Syracuse ranks 13th in the ACC in turnover percentage, and Boeheim has not been happy with the play of his veteran point guard in Frank Howard.
If you're a freshman, you can't do that. If you're a sophomore, you can't do that. So if you're a junior, you can't make plays. Frank's playing really well. He's leading the league in turnovers. He's got to find a way. Some turnovers you're going to have. You drive in, try to make a play. We can't have three. He had three completely unforced turnovers tonight. Actually, I think it was four.
Boeheim pulled Howard out of the Virginia loss less than a minute into the game after the junior gave the ball away early. Howard says the help defense is making it tough to find options in the lane.
Teams are making it tough on us. You know, they're clogging the lane up, you know, playing up, you know. They almost kind of want us to go by, you know what I mean, to the help, bringing an extra guy to, you know, over the help. So, you know, but that doesn't mean anything, you know what I mean? I think we got to find a way to win. We got to execute better, you know.
It also doesn't help that Pascal Chukwu doesn't set some of the best picks in the league. The 7-footer has frequently been called for illegal screens throughout the season. This can lead to Howard trying to do too much with too little space and time.
And with me being, you know, kind of the only ball handler out there, you know, kind of get the over dribbling a little bit too much, you know, kind of, you know, just dribbling, not really full purpose, you know, just could, you know, I think I'm the only one, you know, so, but, you know, I think I was hurting us, you know, I think I got to cut those down and, you know, just be smarter and strong with the ball.
In addition to turnovers, the Orange has had some issues making high-percentage shots inside the paint. Howard says shots like those can help create any chances.
Us getting to the rim, getting a shot up there, you know, is our best offense. You know, it's almost like an assist. You know, that's what Coach is saying. So just get to the rim, you know, put someone up, not just throw anything up, but, you know, get a good shot up there, you know, try to make it. You know, if we don't, crash the boards hard and try to get something other than that.
But the junior also knows that SU needs to begin making these shots sooner rather than later.
At this point in the year, you know, people are going to know what we're going to do. You know what I mean? And we just got to execute, man, and finish plays. You know, I think we got some layups at the rim. You know, through contact, we got to finish. You know, got some opportunities.
Another issue has been off-the-ball movement. players just aren't creating enough opportunities in the half-court offense. But O'Shea Brissett was happy with his team spacing last game.
Coach really emphasized being spaced out. He knew that that would help us a lot. You could see when Frank was coming off, this ball screen, Tyus was wide, I was in the corner, and we got a couple threes off of that.
Issues, both Howard and Brissett agree that there are some positives moving forward.
I think only positive, we moved a lot better than usual, you know, overall. You know, I think especially in the first half, second half, you know, they picked it up on D, you know, kind of, they were being Virginia, you know, so.
I feel like today was a good stepping stone. We moved the ball well and we were spaced out, took good shots. But, you know, obviously at the end we got to force some shots up just to get going.
And if the Orange has a shot at making the big dance, it all comes down to whether or not they can make shots on the floor. Jack Patel, WAER Sports.
It's now been 5 years since Syracuse University made the jump from the Big East Conference to the Atlantic Coast Conference. When the change came, many were wondering where would that next great rival come from. They were no longer in a conference with Georgetown and UConn. Many assumed it would be Duke, and that would become Syracuse University's next big rival. But as WAER's Evan Stockton tells us, Virginia has stepped up to play the role of rival, and not just in basketball.
It's over! 58-55, Syracuse with the win! Syracuse bids farewell to Georgetown with a 58-55 win, and this Big East farewell tour will end Saturday night in the championship game.
When Syracuse transitioned conferences from the Big East to the ACC 5 years ago, it promised the loss of traditional rivals. No longer would SU fans loathe the sight of Villanova, Georgetown, and St. John's invading the Dome on a guaranteed year-to-year basis. But the switching of conferences also promised the birth of new rivalries and new teams to hate every time they squared off against the Orange. So far, Duke has become a fun team to hate for the SU faithful.
Bear drives, baseline, off the rim, got it, put it off, it's a foul! Jim Boeheim is livid, storming the court, and he gets a technical, and he's thrown out.
For the first time in Syracuse University program history, the Orange have won at Cameron Indoor Stadium.
Kennard throws up a prayer inside the arc, no good. Lydon, the rebound, gives it off to Battle, 5 seconds to play. Syracuse races down the other end, right to left. Gillen, a three at the buzzer. Oh, it's good! It's good!
But another team has surprisingly become a major adversary for Syracuse, the University of Virginia. Before the Orange joined the ACC in 2013, it had taken on the Wahoos exactly four times on the basketball court. They've played five times since then, and while UVA grabbed the early success in the rivalry.
Virginia up 10, 57-47. Harris, deep three, he got it!
For the second year in a row, the Virginia Cavaliers are ACC regular season champions. 59-47, Virginia takes down Syracuse.
SU has punched back, winning a memorable game in the Dome last season.
For the 1,000th time, Syracuse has handed an opponent a loss under head coach Jim Boeheim. 66-62, Syracuse upsets 9th-ranked Virginia.
And we're never going to forget what happened on March 27th of 2016.
To Lydon for three. Bullseye! It's only a three-point lead for Virginia, and Tony Bennett says, give me a timeout. Richardson into the lane, off the window, it's good! Syracuse has got the lead! It's no good, the Orange Miracle is complete! Syracuse erases a 16-point deficit and is headed to the Final Four!
But the fun between Syracuse and Virginia hasn't just been limited to the basketball court. When SU joined the ACC, not only was it joining the premier basketball conference in the country, but was also joining a conference filled with lacrosse's elite programs, including Duke, North Carolina, Notre Dame, and of course, Virginia. Since 2014, SU has taken three of its four conference meetings with its old rival UVA, including some dramatic one-goal victories along the way.
3 seconds, Virginia defenders give up, and Dylan Donahue runs all the way towards Warren Hill, celebrating with a fellow senior. Syracuse 14, Virginia 13, the Orange for the second straight game escapes.
Midfielder falls down, Salcido shot, and he scores! Sergio Salcido skips one right through Will Raley's legs. Syracuse leads 14-13.
And don't forget about the women's side of things on the lacrosse field either. The Orange is a perfect 6-0 against the Cavaliers since it joined the ACC, including a win last season that will be remembered for quite some time. At one point in the game, UVA led SU 11-2. Then the Orange mounted a rally for the ages.
The redshirt freshman passes to the sophomore, Nicole Levy. She has space and she scores. You cannot give Nicole Levy that much space. Fires a rocket past Vanderkolk, and we've got a one-goal game. And Syracuse comes up with it. Natalie Wallen, the Orange, has numbers. Finds Levy. Pass for Parker. And she finds the back of the net for the fifth time today. We've got a tie game in the Carrier Dome. It gets in front. Shoots, and she scores. Syracuse has its first lead of the game. Syracuse comes from down eight all the way back to defeat Virginia 16-15 inside the Carrier Dome.
You've been listening to the best of WAER Sports Podcast. Find a full broadcast schedule at our website, WAER.org, and follow us on Twitter at WAER Sports.